This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's 39 degrees in Urbana, but you know, snow is on the way for East Central Illinois. 1 to 2 inches is forecast tonight. And if we'd get that, then we get some more. More snow is in the weekend forecast. We might have enough snow to build an igloo. How do you build an igloo? We're about to find out. My guest in this portion of the program is a research engineer for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Cold Regions Laboratory in New Hampshire. And in his spare time, he leads igloo building workshops. His name is Norbert Yanklin, and he is the author of a new how-to book, How to Build an Igloo and Other Snow Shelters. His website, by the way, www.drhy.com, and that's W-H-Y. You'll find photos of igloos that he's built on that website. The book, How to Build an Igloo and Other Snow Shelters, is published by W.W. Norton. It's a guide for anyone interested in building a sturdy shelter to serve as a playhouse or an emergency refuge. It includes illustrations by Amelia Bauer. Mr. Yanklin, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Celeste, it's great to be on the air with you.
You point out that most of us think of snow as delicate crystals of frozen water. But you add right after that that snow is an amazing and complex material. How complex is it?
We don't have enough time. there's things in chemistry and physics and thermodynamics, and it's changing from the moment it gets created in the sky and the clouds till the spring when it all melts and goes away. It's in constant change.
Yeah. Now, we do appreciate that snow can be light and powdery or heavy and wet. We know it can be difficult to make a snowman or easy to make a snowman, depending on the snow. What kind of snow is appropriate for snow shelters?
That's one of the real points of the book, is to try to tell people that there are appropriate shelters for different types of snow. And you mentioned the wet, sticky stuff. That works on something called the Quincy, which I think many kids build on their own intuition, instinctually, and that's just mound up a pile of snow, let it kind of settle and sit, and then dig a hole in the side and crawl in and have fun.
Yeah. And, you know, as kids, we know also, we did know that you could, you know, with a little water, you know, if you kind of had a little bit of melty stuff going on there, it made it sturdier.
Well, that's absolutely right, because you get that little bit of melt that goes on. You know, maybe you get a warm, sunny day and a cold overnight, and that water that melts gets absorbed into the matrix of the snow, the material of the snow, and then it freezes overnight and becomes harder.
Yeah. At a minimum, how much snow do you need to make an igloo or a snow shelter?
Okay, well, again, it depends on the type of snow shelter and the type of snow conditions, but I teach a course at a science museum in New Hampshire called the Montshire Museum, and we prepare the snow, because the snow we get down here in New Hampshire in the lowlands is not necessarily the right type. But we'll make I call it a sheet cake, about 10 feet by 10 feet by maybe a foot and a half high of compacted snow, and then we can cut blocks out of that for maybe 1 to 2 igloos.
Okay. So how large can these things be, these igloos, 10 by 10?
The smaller they are, the better, in terms of, you know, I tell everybody that everybody's a 100-watt light bulb. You're putting off that much body heat. Some people are dim bulbs, but you know, on average we're putting off about 100 watts. And you try to heat a small place with a small heater, and it's more efficient than trying to heat a large volume. So I tell people, you know, for 2 or 3 people, have somebody in your party lay down on the ground, make a snow angel. And that's the inner diameter of your igloo.
Okay. So 2 to 3 people, that's a good number to have on hand for building.
I think so, yeah. I wouldn't attempt to do it on my own, but having at least one partner, maybe 2 partners, it's a wonderful, it makes it go a lot faster.
Yeah. Now, the building blocks for an igloo are snow bricks.
That's right.
And are these bricks, building these bricks, is it a little bit like building a snowman?
Well, normally we don't get down here in Illinois or New Hampshire the type of snow that really lends itself to building an igloo. So we have to kind of manufacture it, as I said, what we do at the museum. But it basically, you're just cutting blocks of a snow that is we use the term competent. It sticks together, and if you can cut a block out of that, you're in pretty good shape. If you can make a snowball with your mittened hand, then you have snow that you can start working with.
Okay. Now, you mentioned cutting. Are special tools required?
Absolutely not. I tell people, go to a local garage sale or flea market and pick up an old carpenter saw. Spend a dollar or two for something like that, and that's really the only tool you need, other than maybe the snow shovel you have around the house. Mm-hmm. And don't use mom or dad's good furniture saw, you know, or carpentry saw, because a couple of cuts of the ice and that saw is toast.
Yeah, that's like using dad's razor.
Yeah.
You mentioned mittens, and one of the chapters of the book is titled Making Friends with Winter. How do you dress when you head out into winter weather and you know you're going to be out there for a while?
The key thing is layers, layers, layers. And I like either synthetic material, some of the modern piles, or wool. And we have a saying that cotton kills. And what that means is you want material that doesn't absorb water and hold it next to your skin and chill you.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton will tend to do that. Wool won't, and these wonderful synthetic fibers won't. So several layers, light layers, kind of loose layers of wool and synthetics, and then maybe a wind shell, a windbreaker on the outside of that. And, you know, that should do it. If the snow is wet and mushy, you might want to wear your Gore-Tex pants or jacket. That would help a bit. And even though you're dressed in layers, you want to monitor yourself, because you're going to be working very hard, even if it's below zero outside. After 15 minutes or so of working, if you're all bundled up, you're going to start perspiring. And what you want to do is before you get more than misty, you're going to want to start removing, peeling back some of those onion layers of clothing that you have on. So you want to be comfortable. You don't want to be chilly, but you don't want to be sweaty, because if you start sweating, then you'll catch a chill, and hypothermia might be just down the road.
Yeah, so it's very important to stay dry.
Absolutely.
What?
And that's from your own body perspiration, and as well as from any moisture you pick up from the snow.
Yeah, so we don't want to be packed up like that little guy in A Christmas Story who falls over and can't get up.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No.
Thinking of staying dry, feet are so important. What kind of outer gear do you like to have on feet?
Again, there's such a variety, and as you know, footwear is very expensive. So I tell people a couple of pairs of socks, and you know, your hiking boots, or if you have a pair of these double boots, they're sort of a felt liner with a leather outer boot. Not mentioning manufacturers' names, some people call them shoe packs or Sorels or that kind of thing. That's a wonderful footwear. And then you can go, if you go look at the hunting catalogs, they have some cold weather boots. But I think for most people, they're not going to have that technology. So if kids still have galoshes, but just something to keep the feet warm and dry.
Yeah. I knew a guy who was a pretty macho guy, and you know what he used?
He
wore pantyhose. He confided that to me once.
That's interesting.
Just a thin layer of, just a little thin layer of something extra.
Huh.
So
as long as it's not constricting. If it squeezes, it keeps the blood flow down, and that's going to cause your extremities to chill even faster.
Yeah, very interesting.
So you want baggy pantyhose.
Baggy pants. We probably have some of those at home. Well, there we've got to leave it. We're out of time. The time has just flown by here. Thank you so much for talking with us this afternoon. Very interesting book.
It's been a delight. Buy the book and just add snow.
Okay, very
good. Thank you.
Good. You're very welcome. Norbert Yanklin has been my guest in this portion of the afternoon magazine. He's the author of How to Build an Igloo and Other Snow Shelters. The book is illustrated by Amelia Bauer, the publisher, Norton. And you can find out more about our guest and about igloos at our guest's website, which is www.dryy, and that's W-H-Y. drwhy.com.